Chapter 4. April gave way to May, and the days continued to pass. The restaurant got steadily busier, and the stash of money in Katie's coffee can grew reassuringly thick. Katie no longer panicked at the thought that she lacked the means to leave this place if she had to. After paying her rent and utilities, along with food, she had extra money for the first time in years. Not a lot, but enough to make her feel light and free. On Friday morning, she stopped at Anna Jean's, a thrift shop that specialized in secondhand clothes. It took most of the morning to sift through all the clothing, but in the end, she bought 2 pairs of shoes, a couple of pairs of pants, shorts, 3 stylish t-shirts, and a few blouses, most of which were name brands of one sort or another, and looked almost new. It amazed Katie to think that some women had so many nice clothes that they could donate what would probably cost a small fortune in a department store. Joe was hanging a wind chime when Katie got home. Since that first meeting, they hadn't talked much. Joe's job, whatever it was, seemed to keep her busy, and Katie was working as many shifts as she could. At night, she'd noticed that Joe's lights were on, but it was too late for her to drop by, and Joe hadn't been there the previous weekend.
"Long time no talk," Joe said with a wave.
She tapped the wind chime, making it ding before crossing the yard. Katie reached the porch and put the bags down.
"Where have you been?"
Joe shrugged.
"You know how it goes. Late nights, early mornings, going here and there. Half the time I feel like I'm being pulled in every direction."
She motioned to the rockers.
"You mind? I need a break. I've been cleaning all morning and I just hung that thing. I like the sound, you know."
"Go ahead," Katie said. Joe sat and rolled her shoulders, working out the kinks.
"You've been getting some sun," she commented. "Did you go to the beach?"
"No," Katie said. She scooted one of the bags aside to make room for her foot. "I picked up some extra day shifts the past couple of weeks, and I worked outside on the deck."
"Sun, water, what else is there? Working at Ivan's must be like being on vacation,"
Katie laughed.